This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Next guest in the studio with
us. It's a repeat performer and now a business person within the arts. We've got in the studio Hayden Burt. Hayden, hello.
Hello, David. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. Now, you were here with your theatre company last time.
Yeah, that's right.
But you've got something special happening now. But for those that didn't hear you last time you were on the show, what is your background?
So I'm an actor originally from Brisbane, and I moved down here about 10 years ago to do the VCA thing and graduated the acting course.
Why did you move here to do it?
Because VCA is a good name to it, and it was time to take that leap.
Yep.
And now it's time to take the next leap. I've already taken it. So finished the drama school and then created, toured around and ended up going into business somehow. And then decided, I want to make a theatre company. Met some lovely people by the name of Catherine Ward and Heather Bloom, and we started Seventh Floor Theatre. And then we produce independent theatre productions. We were the first live show back after COVID, which is fantastic, at the Cracked Actors Theatre.
And how did it go?
It went good. Like, we could only sell to 20 tickets, the capacity, but we still managed to pay our actors.
Right.
And Seventh Floor theatre is all about actor well-being. Uh-huh. So that was very important to us. And then we thought, I thought to myself, I really want to do this full-time. I don't just want to make theatre on the side. So during COVID, it was a hard year for everyone. I sort of volunteered for a redundancy at my muggle job, and then I've used that to hire a creative space called the Seventh Floor Hub, which is now the home of Seventh Floor Theatre, where we rehearse, and it's also a venue for hire for other theatre companies and performers and what's or not. And we also offer classes and meditation and yoga and all those sort of things. We got poetry and spoken word tonight at the Hub.
Right.
From 7:15, and I'm just sort of become this sort of venue manager, I guess. Also, went to drama school, didn't expect it, but that's the sort of things we need to do to keep our practice going as artists.
Oh, absolutely. And more and more people that we've spoken to over the years here is that they all are saying that they're having to, be adventurous enough and start their own theatre companies or start their own creative hubs, as you're doing here, because, there isn't the money and there's not the organisations that will support, people like yourselves.
I definitely agree. So we're just taking it on our own bat and just creating it ourselves, really. Because during COVID, I didn't have anywhere to go. So I thought, why don't I just make that place to go for myself and then for others as well. So so far, so good. We just launched on the 6th of March and we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Hopefully the community gets behind us.
I'm sure they will, because the wonderful thing about Melbourne is that it does get behind, and especially within the arts. But you were saying off air that you actually took the lease out on this place in November.
I did.
All years to do something. Hayden, are you a madman?
A little bit.
Have you been tested?
Yeah. Yes, definitely. Well, if not now, when? And I just thought, I wanted to travel and then do this in the future, but I can't travel at the moment. So let's take a hot run at it. And we'll see what happens. I've dedicated a year. I've put my whole redundancy package into it, and we'll see. But so far, it's been really well received. We do a thing every Friday. We do this thing called Potluck Plays, where it's a cold moved reading for actors. So they say, cast me, and we just say what the roles are, like non-binary, 20 to 25, or two male. And then people say, cast me. They come, that we project the scripts onto the walls rather than actors having to hold a script.
Yep.
And then go. You just have to read this play that you didn't know what it was till you arrived. And people can spectate as well. So you can come along as an actor wanting to work on that cold read audition skill that you have to use in an audition room.
Yep.
And that's been selling out every week for the readers, wanting some more spectators to get along. And we're going to start something as of the 9th of April, where actors can come in an hour prior to that, calling an actor's entree, and it's like a biomechanical warm-up and some theatre sports, all to just get you really prepared, and then the play's announced.
Yeah.
Off we go.
And you were saying tonight there's poetry reading tonight?
Yeah, so the Potluck plays every Friday night, and every Sunday we have yoga and meditation from 6 to 7, and then from 7:15 there's poetry and spoken word 1 week, and then the following week we're doing a thing called Transcend, which is like music, meditation and mantras, and it alternates the 2 weeks. During the week, the space is available for hire. We've got, you know, polished wood floors. We've got this interesting projector set up, which is very niche, great for writers wanting to develop a new work. We also have a few acoustic musicians booking the space to do intimate gigs.
Yep.
There's sort of different levels to the hub as well. There's a middle level, which is great for workshops and arts and craft making. We had some people there yesterday. I did a market day where I invited all the local businesses, didn't charge them anything, to come in and advertise their business and set up a little stalls. And that was well received for everyone that came. But now it's just about getting the word out and letting people know the space exists.
So, and you mentioned workshops and classes and things like that. Can it be used for performance as well? So, is there seating and things like that for?
There is available seating. We're looking into that. At the moment, it's quite an intimate venue. Okay. It's not huge, but it is nice. It's all freshly painted white and got adjustable lights and all that sort of stuff.
But you were saying that these readings that you're doing, you want an audience for that as well.
Definitely, so people definitely just sitting around the outside. Yeah, that's right. So you sit there and the actors sit in the audience, and then as they get up and take the role, and as one of us reads the big print. And we're also starting a membership program so people can come and be a member of the space. And then we want to have our own members' potluck plays where they go, oh, I want to read this play, and they cast it, and I want to read this role. And from that, we're hoping Seventh Floor Theatre is going to find the next play we're going to produce as well. So it's this sort of organic thing from the ground up.
And whereabouts are you?
We're at 499 Victoria Street, Brunswick West.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's okay. Seventh Floor Hub. It's the signs out the front. There's free parking on the street. It's 58 tram. You jump off.
And do you have your own website?
At the moment, we're creating a Wix site, but you can follow us on Facebook.
Yep.
So it's at 7 the number, TH, Floor Theatre, 7 Floor Theatre.
Yeah.
Or we're on Google, 7 Floor Hub. And people can email us. And I wanted to say, anyone, any of your listeners, if you send us an email, which is 7thfloorhub@gmail.com, so the number 7, THFLOORHUB, anyone who says joy in the email, we're happy to give them a 2-for-1 class or something like that. As a introductory offer to try and get some people into the space.
Well, Hayden, I think it's absolutely brilliant what you're doing here, and that you've taken a real risk in doing this. We wish you all the very best. And the minute you actually find the play that you're going to do with your theatre company, you need to come back here and talk about that.
We definitely would.
We'll be here to support you, because what you're doing is so important. It needs the support.
Yeah, thank you very much. And we'll be auditioning for that play. So any listeners that are actors out there, follow us on Facebook and then look out for that audition call out as well.
Okay, absolutely brilliant. Well, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks, Dan.
And what's it called again? It's called...
So it's Seventh Floor, it's the business, and the Seventh Floor Theatre. And Seventh Floor is all about agency for your creativity.
Yep.
That's our ethos.
Hayden, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks, David.
Thank you so much. We've been talking to Hayden Burke here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.